media seldom mentions. Senate Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona says he is pleased that John Kelly's taken over as White House Chief of Staff.
I think there's a lot of respect for him on Capitol Hill. I like the start that he has, and so I'm very hopeful that will help.
The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis says Texas had the most economic growth of any state in the first quarter this year, followed by West Virginia and New Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com for a limited time. Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
An ethics watchdog group is now pushing for a congressional investigation into the former Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And we get the explanation from reporter Joe Gomez.
The Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, a right-leaning watchdog group, is requesting the Office of Congressional Ethics launch an investigation into what the nonprofit says is Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz's apparent breach of House rules for keeping Imran Awan on her payroll after he was blocked from accessing the House IT system earlier this year. Awan and his relatives have been the focus of a criminal investigation involving an equipment and data scam on Capitol Hill. Awan was ultimately fired by Wasserman Schultz last week after being arrested on one count of bank fraud while trying to leave the United States for Pakistan.
Guitarist and composer Chuck Loeb has died due to complications of cancer. Loeb started out working for famed jazz saxophonist Stan Getz and has been working in contemporary jazz for decades. He was 61. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The NFL might be changing direction when it comes to marijuana. According to the Washington Post, the league has reached out to the players' union about possibly doing a study to see how medical marijuana might help players manage pain. Meanwhile, the White House Opioid Commission wants President Trump to declare a federal state of emergency in light of the opioid drug epidemic. USA's Jules McKinney with more on that.
In the commission's first report, the urgent recommendation it makes is to declare a national emergency. The commission defends the move by saying the declaration will spur the president's cabinet to take bold steps and would encourage Congress to focus on the issue as well. The report also recommended mandating prescriber education initiatives, establishing and funding a federal incentive to increase access to treatment, and providing model legislation for states to allow dispensing an opioid overdose reversal medication. The commission confirmed more recommendations will be released in the fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
And Uber will begin raising the pay of many of its workers effective today. The move is aimed at doing something about a gap between what Uber has been paying men and women who work for the ride-sharing company. Uber announcing last month it will adjust the salaries of its 12,000 workers based on job title, location, and time with the company. The biggest pay increases will be going to engineers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Now, one might think 18 hours of radio a week that I provide, that I'd be able to, with that amount of time, to be able to make most of my listening audience happy. But either way, if I get too much into the politics and the news of the day, I get emails telling me about, you've got to do more in regards to the markets and finance and financial planning, and vice versa. So I just can't win. I do the best I can, everybody. But I got to be honest. I'm kind of checking out when it comes to a lot of the news. Not checking out that I'm not following it. It's awful. It's awful. In all my life, I can't remember waking up on a regular basis. And I like I said, I got to get up at a pretty ungodly hour every single day, 3:30 in the morning, and dreading to look at the news. I mean, dreading it. When I was a kid, Cold War, and the Russians were going to come, and Red Dawn, and Ivan Drago, Soviet, you know, never did I think I was going to wake up and find that an American city was bombed. Anyway. We'll talk all about that. I'll get into it today on the program. But we do have to get in to some financial planning topics. I'm beside myself. It's nothing new. Same thing over and over again for me. Depending upon what is happening at that point in time, the financial con artists come out of the woodwork and they sell their wares. And when I mean financial con artists, it could be Merrill Lynch. It could be a boiler room operation. It could be somebody selling gold. They will take whatever is happening with the news at that period of time, and they will twist it to sell you something. I remember during the dot-com fallout, things were starting to get a little bit hairy. I remember listening on air. I was in New York City. There was a Merrill Lynch commercial, and they were utilizing the voice of Steve Martin. That's the one time Steve Martin has kind of ticked me off because he did a commercial for Merrill Lynch. Because, I got great respect for him and his comedy. I think he's awesome. But he's doing this commercial for Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch is selling bonds. And this radio commercial. And again, that was what was hot at the time. I mean, prior to that, they were trying to shove dot-com stocks down everyone's throat. It's what I have to deal with. They will take whatever's out there, and they will twist it. Tons of radio programs now. They're popping up again. I guess a lot of the salespeople at the radio stations are out and about. Low-lying fruit. Let's call up the local yokel stockbroker and tell him that he can be a radio star and have his own radio program, and it will get him all sorts of clients. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Listen, people. No spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down here on the program. We call it like we see it. The pie in the sky retirement commercials starting to come back a little bit. You're seeing the markets maintain pretty decent numbers right now. What I mean by pie in the sky retirement commercials, they were quite prevalent for a while. Yes, your own private, I mean, there's a private plane landing off some Caribbean island. There's the vineyards in Napa. All of that stuff, right? Well, they went away, but they're making a bit of a comeback right now. Again, these are commercials that were crafted with care, with the Dom Drapers of the day. You can throw in a little Robin Leach as well. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams, private islands, vineyards, world-class travel, you name it. Listen. I know what the numbers are. And again, is that lifestyle applicable to many people in this country? It is. I'm gonna argue, I have plenty of clients that are going to be able to do that. They've had certain careers, certain jobs. They've saved enough. Many of them, though, the funny thing is, many of them, they're not going to retire. They just, they'll work a little bit less. And they'll travel a little bit more, but they're not the types of personalities that are going to check out. Just not how they are. We've been trying for a long period of time, and I've been working my tail off here on this program, all the appearances that we make, the guest appearances that I make, to try to get this across to people. Retirement, as you know it, conventional American retirement, a conventional American life, kid. School, career, family, retire. Well, the retire part's on its way out. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one of those guys at all. I'm not one of those guys at all that says, you know, I really look forward to retiring. I really, boy, oh boy, I can't wait to stop working. I'm getting to the point in my life right now where my youngest son is 11 years old and like, I am cherishing every second, every lacrosse game, everything I got to go to. Everything. Because I'm starting to come to the realization that it's going to be gone someday. My eldest is going into high school next year, and I'm like, what happened? Where did the time go? But anyway, I digress. The concept of retirement, I'm not going to participate. Now, I don't. Some of the people listening to this program, like, hey, Chris, listen, okay, I'm a roofer. I lay bricks. I'm not going to be able to do this for my entire life. And I understand that. I get that. But again, have you saved enough? Have you put enough away where you're going to be able to check out completely? Or are you going to have to start thinking about things a little bit differently? Again, hey, we push all the time here. The earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. But the reality of the day is, and again, I got another week of unbelievable medical advances that are coming down the pike, from blood tests to check for tumors 10 years in advance. A lot of amazing things are going to happen. And if you remain healthy and you take care of yourself, the reality is you will live for a long time. But anyway, the reality, well, let's just be honest here. Somebody alive today is going to live to 140. Somebody alive today is going to live to 140 years old. So many doctors and scientists are expecting. How do you think they'd make it if they retired at 65? Unless, of course, they were a billionaire. You know, there's 20% more people above the age of 100 today than in 2000. 2000. I was married in 2000. It's not that long ago. 20% more. Now, granted, we have issues, and again, this is part of financial planning too, with certain things with long-term care, dementia, Alzheimer's, which is some of the most god-awful diseases going that need to be dealt with. But the reality is people are living longer. They're living healthier. I don't think that trend is going to change. And actually, the mortality rate in this country would be much better if people under 50 years old weren't killing themselves with opiates and heroin right now, which they're doing at a record pace. But that's a different story. Mortality improvement changes the mathematical model. You get it? The entire equation. There's a mathematical equation that sets up pensions and Social Security and all these retirement plans and models that have been put out there. Changes them all. A certain variable changes, the entire equation changes. For example, simple algebraic equation, 2 plus 2 equals 4. If the 2 changes to 4, you've got 4 plus 4 equals 8. It's not the same. And this reality that's out there, it's all around us, is being ignored. And it's being ignored by financial advisors, too. Listen, I remember getting pitched with all sorts of financial planning software and Monte Carlo models and all of this stuff in the past. And I'm like, your stuff is outdated. It's no good anymore. One of the things that I find, it stinks, especially I'm finding it a lot with many of our new clients that are coming in that are older, is their stress level. These people, well, healthy, 60s, 70s, healthy people, stressed. Stressed out. They're retired, but they're stressed. I think you're not supposed to be stressed when you're retired. What are they stressed about? They're stressed out about losing all of their, well, not losing, but not having any more money, running out of money. That's scary. It's a scary proposition. Well, we're going to take a break here. I'm going to get back, and again, I know we've covered this here on the program, but again, I got to go with what you, the listeners out there, the questions I'm getting, the emails that I'm getting, and also everything from all the new clients coming in. We have to address this. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Laughing and running,
hey, hey. This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, my friends, the time is coming. You are all a lot to keep up with, to say the least. Now, listen, we're bringing on more people, more staff here at Markowski Investments and The Watchdog on Wall Street show. And a lot of it is to do with a lot of your requests and the show and the website. And listen, I know. I mean, I do the best I can. One of the things that I do is you post the bumper music here on the program. And if I forget a day, oh, my God, you guys let me hear about it, for crying out loud. I need some help keeping up with all of this little odds and ends around here. But talking about music, one of the songs in our extensive bumper rotation, because nobody has the eclectic bumpers that we have. Not even close. There's a 1983 song. 1983 song. And they've used this song in other financial commercials, I think. It's called Saved by Zero. It's by a band called The Fix. And I've actually used the song here on the program to highlight or talk about my frustration with ultra low interest rates that we've been experiencing for way too long. Ultra-low interest rates supposedly is, let me put this into perspective. Ready to see My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Remember the patriarch of the family in My Big Fat Greek Wedding and how he would spray Windex on everything? He thought it was like some sort of cure-all remedy. Now, first and foremost, I am very experienced in Greek families since I married into one, okay? A lot of that movie is spot on, real. I'm telling you right now, it's accurate, very accurate. Not all, okay? I never experienced the whole Windex thing. But anyway, ultra-low rates is this supposed cure-all remedy that was supposed to save the entire world, right? All of our holier-than-thou, smarter-than-thou, magnificent central bankers and economists told us that they have fixed the world, fixed the financial problem, all because of what? All because of their ultra-low rates. I don't see it. In fact, I've said it here on the program, ultra low rates are not for us. How many people out there going out there and getting businesses going out there and getting really low rates on loans? Oh, sure. Sure. Okay. Here you go. You can, your mortgage payment comes down. Big yip-de-doo-dah. It means nothing because when mortgage rates are down, the price of the house goes up. It's a wash. Do you understand? You're being lied to by real estate agents and economists. Use your brain. If interest rates are going to go up, the price of the house is going to come down. So it's a wash. What are you getting, credit cards with 2%? No, I didn't think so. All of this low interest rate stuff has helped big, gigantor businesses and, of course, government. Spend, 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 spend. Now, again, I've given this bit of perspective here on the program. I'm going to do it again. 20 years ago, someone who saved $1 million, $1 million, if they chose to take the entire kit, can, and caboodle and just put it into super safe investments, 10-year treasuries. My grandfather on the Polish side of my family did just that. He took everything and he put it into super safe investments. What he chose to do, he wasn't a guy that was about to take on risk. My grandfather, he was funny. I mean, again, here's a guy who came here from Poland, never graduated from high school, yet taught himself to be a draftsman and worked at General Electric doing so. He's a pretty smart guy, but frugal doesn't even do the man justice in how frugal he was. He actually found, I'm not making this up, a combination lock and actually went through every possible combination to figure it out. Now, we all thought he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but we loved him. It was just grandpa. But anyway, if you had $1 million 20 years ago in a 10-year treasury, you were receiving over $60,000 a year in income, tax-free a year, right? Today, $13,500. Woo! Big difference. I mean, if you have a house that's paid for, a car that's paid for, and then you're getting $60,000 a year, some sort of tax-free instrument, and it's not bad, right? You can make do. You might not have the same lifestyle you had when you were working, but you could still do pretty okay, right? What about $13,500? That's a big difference, right? Now, all these government retirement plans and pensions and all that stuff out there, they all have to keep a certain amount of money in these very safe instruments, do they not? They have to constantly make payouts. What happens to them? They get blown up with these ultra low rates. This is why we're having problems with pensions all over the country. And they're failing left, right, and all over the place. And the only person talking about it is me. That's it. No. In the news, we'll talk about nonsense. We'll talk about nonsense. The Russians are coming. They're invading. All sorts of crap out there, but not the things that are truly important to you and I and the country as a whole. Low. This same ultra-low environment's wreaking havoc on a lot of insurance products that people bought way back when. Oh, yeah. Yeah, life insurance companies right now are bending over backwards, scouring their policies to find caveats that will allow them to raise their rates, fees, and lower the interest they have to pay on savings products. Uh-huh. You understand that many policyholders are going to have to pay a significant sum more or relinquish their policy? That's just the facts. That's coming soon to a theater near you if it hasn't already. Life insurers earn much of their profit by investing the premiums customers pay into high-quality, long-term corporate bonds. They are required by law to have the funds invested in very safe vehicles. You know the amount of people are going to be hit with higher costs. You know what's coming down the road. Long-term care insurance as well. I know. I'm gloom and doom today. No, I'm not. We'll discuss. We'll talk about this further. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There has been no comment from the Trump administration about a newspaper report that claims President Trump dictated his son Donald Trump Jr.'s statement about meeting with a Russian lawyer. But a Senate Republican is talking about it, as we hear from correspondent Joe Gomez.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Today Show that if the report is true, President Trump told Donald Trump Jr. what to write about a meeting with a Russian attorney, it puts his son in jeopardy.
Now we have to wonder about what Don Jr.'s team will tell you about what he actually did.
The Washington Post reported that Trump dictated this statement to Trump Jr. while flying back to the U.S. from the G20 summit in Germany.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is going to sign a new Russia sanctions measure. Pence comments as he's traveling in the Republic of Georgia, saying Russia's got to change course. This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
We're here to help people. And this is, again, we've been spending a lot of time helping people out with these insurance policies, offering various different options. I mean, what do? You got a variable universal life policy, all the thing, your premiums are going through the roof. Or long-term care. what is it, about 8 million Americans own long-term care insurance? And now people are facing annual premiums that are 50% higher than prior to 2007. And again, it's not because of the financial crisis. It's because of the medicine for the financial crisis. It's because of these ultra-low rates that are, again, it's not about you. You're being told it's been for you, and we save the world. Here we come to save the day. Larry Summers, Paul Krugman, Alan Blinder, Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke. It's like there's some sort of bloody financial Avengers, except they're not. Okay. Social Security. Okay. Inevitable. Okay. The mathematical demise of Social Security, it is what it is. How much are we going to tax people? Honestly. All we need to do is No. You have any idea what it's going to do to the economy? You think you're going after, the working people, the truly wealthy people in this country are living off their investments. They're going to skate all of this stuff. Social Security is not collecting enough in payroll tax to cover the benefits that are paid out since 2010. Okay? Some of the shortfalls made up by using some of the interest it collects on the Treasury bonds held in the lockbox. Great, lockbox. Treasuries, fantastic. Does it surprise anybody out there that the government forces all of us to lend them our money? I mean, think about this for a second. Could you imagine what your Social Security check might look like if they actually invested the money and just a simple S&P index fund? Holy shnikes. Anyway, by the year 2020, Social Security is going to have to start selling those bonds because the interest will no longer cover the payouts. By 2034, there will be no bonds left. Gone. And again, if you don't believe me on this stuff, take a look at your Social Security statement, which is a ruse in of itself. Statement. Like you have some account somewhere with money in it. You don't. I mean, honestly, Bernie Madoff's statements might have been more factual than a Social Security statement. There is no money there. Go online, go to the Social Security website, see what you are supposed to get when you retire. And then take a look at the fine print where it says, you know what, we got to start selling bonds soon and then we're going to run out. And Congress is going to be able to cut your payout at any point in time. So you want to rely upon that? I don't. And I've been saying for 17 years on the program, over 20 years in our newsletter, do not rely upon anyone else except yourself. That's when you become an adult. Own it. Take responsibility. You know, the reality, we'll talk a little about this. Again, good news coming. We got good news coming. Don't worry. Most of human history, people worked all of their lives. All of their lives. When did this whole retirement idea came? German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck started the original retirement plan in 1889. The initial retirement age was 70. Now think about that. 70 in 1889. They eventually dropped it to 65. It was a fantastic political handout. It didn't cost him very much because why? People died before they got it. At the time Franklin Roosevelt started Social Security, life expectancy was 61. We're around 79. Right now. Okay. If we were to basically life expectancy, if the retirement age was indexed on the same ratio when Social Security was started, our retirement age would be 84. That makes sense? Based upon the same ratio that FDR set it up, people should start receiving Social Security today at 84. You understand the math? We'll take a quick break right here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is our site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Little reminder, everybody, our 24-hour-a-day help.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for...
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Elaine Donnelly from the Center for Military Readiness on the topic of transgender service people in our military. The Army says, properly, that we only have latrines, showers, etc. for 2 genders, male and female, and I agree totally. However, each person picks their gender and can switch without even having the appropriate surgery. What woman, Elaine, would want to be in an environment like that?
Well, I don't think that women should be expected to pretend that sexuality does not matter. People are human. We know that because sexual assault figures keep going up and up. regardless of all the training in the world, trying to prevent people from having sexual, either sexual attraction or sexual complications or relationships that are hostile. It's on either end of a spectrum, sexual misconduct is. To pretend that sexual misconduct can be eliminated by training alone, it's really a false premise. What we need are policies that encourage discipline and readiness in the armed forces, not the opposite. The transgender policy, when you break it down and you realize what the directives have been, what the administration, the previous administration had in mind, you have long periods of time where these people would be off duty. First, for trying to find out if they want to be the opposite sex, real life experience, probably away from the base. That has a cost in terms of readiness. The surgeries, the hormone side effects, even divers or pilots, aviators, have been warned that because of the side effects from hormones, they may not be able to do their job in the military. That affects military readiness. There's also been warnings about certain parts of the world where if you are a cross-dressing person, that is, shall we say, frowned upon in certain parts of the world where our troops are deployed, those people become non-deployable because they would not be accepted in the countries where our troops are deployed. That affects everybody else because if that person isn't available, someone else has to step in and do their job.
Well, Elaine, I think it's even – you're correct, but it's more serious than that. I mean, you go to certain parts of the world and are openly transgender. I mean, that's a life-threatening situation for you in some areas of the world.
It is. We know that sexual minorities are thrown off buildings and treated with the worst cruelty. It's a disgrace what happens in certain parts of the country, certain parts of the world, with regard to sexual minorities, including transgenders. This kind of thing, it adds to the dangers that our troops would face if they had among their number people who are there because of a political objective, not a military objective. The military health system is a force multiplier. It's there to make sure that our troops are healthy, that their families are healthy. That is the paramount mission of the military health system. If we say, well, now it's going to be available to people who can come in who are confused about gender identity and after only 18 months where they are supposedly stable in this condition, then they can join the military and have lifelong benefits from that point on. There are costs involved with this. There are actually many conditions that do disqualify people for the armed forces. They can serve their country in other ways. But this one, the number of transgenders is very small, but the number of people who would be directly affected by these policies would be very large, starting with the teachers who have to give the training courses, starting with the doctors and nurses who have to perform treatments and surgeries that they believe to be unethical, and everybody else whose privacy is affected. This is a policy that needed to be revoked, and I'm glad that the president has done this.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. We're discussing the impact of gender troops on military readiness with Elaine Donnelly from the Center for Military Readiness. Now, the last time that I checked, the military exists solely to protect our country, like the colonel says. You know, the military is there to break things and kill people. I mean, that's our job. That's what we do. We do it when it's morally upright to do so and when we're ordered into combat. But, you know, this whole idea of taking a transgender person who, in my opinion, I'm not a scientist or anything, but in my opinion, it's a social deviant, someone who is very, very confused and needs psychiatric help. Mm-hmm. I mean, 50 years ago, that was common sense. But things that were common 50 years ago that my grandfather just knew intrinsically, people don't know anymore because they've been dumbed down and reprogrammed through things like, you know, public school and now in the military. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very frustrating to me because I know firsthand that putting transgenders out on the front lines in a combat unit with people shooting at you, it's not going to help things. It's just like one more problem that you have to deal with and overcome. And when people are shooting at you, you got enough problems as it is without having to worry about whether or not the guy next to you thinks you're attractive or not.
Well, in the middle of deployments where you need every person to be ready and prepared, when you have a group of people, however small, who are held back because of hormone treatments and side effects and surgeries from which they must recover, you realize that this is not the best investment to bring this cohort of people into the armed forces. Again, the military is different than the civilian world. It upholds and defends our civil rights and the Constitution. But the military must be governed by different rules. You cannot run it like a civil rights employer, an equal opportunity employer. It cannot be available to everyone. Sometimes there's a duty to serve in the armed forces if there's an emergency causing a draft. But there is no such thing as a right to serve in the armed forces. The previous administration, Obama, did not understand this. And the LGBT activist groups know that this institution was very, very important to impose their agenda on, because they know whatever the military does, the civilian world will follow, because the military is a respected institution. But people in the military are not free to dissent unless they are asked their opinions. In this case, their opinions not only were not asked, the administration didn't even involve Congress in this decision in any way. It was done in a high-handed way, an arbitrary way, and it was going to be extended on July 1. You may recall that the Secretary of Defense disregarded that deadline, extended it for 6 months, which was really inadequate. It really needed to be dealt with all at once. And so now we have a new policy which will benefit the armed forces, and we can go on from there.
Well, Lane, we're just about out of time. Before you go, though, just tell people how they can get a hold of the Center for Military Readiness. And I assume you're a nonprofit and you'd be happy to accept donations and things like that. How can people learn more and help you out?
Well, I can tell you we have worked very hard on this for many months. And the information that we put forward, I do believe, reached many of the highest levels of the Pentagon. The latest report, the one that is so relevant today, is in an article right at the top of our webpage. It is 3ws.cmrlink.org. And there you will find a report about all these Department of Defense and military service directives. They're quite extreme. You can pick any one of them and say, wait a minute, this makes no sense. Or you would look at it and see the cost has got to be horrendous here, because you're going to have to replace these people transitioning with other people, or do without, and that affects military readiness and combat lethality. So, as I say, I'm very pleased the president has done the right thing. The activists are squealing, no, we want the military run the way we want, but they don't get to make policy for the armed forces. The president has made the right decision. Center for Military Readiness is a public policy organization. We're nonpartisan, and contributions are tax-deductible. And we really appreciate people who do support us. We don't get big grants from the usual places that the liberal groups get. We're up against a rather large institutional faction, people who have a lot of money to spend to try to change policies in our military. We advocate high standards, sound policies, and yes, we appreciate contributions in any amount. And we're a small organization, but your contribution goes to good use.
Elaine, thank you very, very much for coming on the air with us today, and we appreciate all the work that you do for the United States military.
Well, thank you.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with former AMVETS National Commander Jim Pidgeon about veteran suicides. Next, we'll talk with Air Force Master Sergeant Jake Richmond about his compelling new novel, The Love of Fury. And we'll shoot the bull with an interesting guy. Ken Bloomfield is a West Point classmate of the Colonel's. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed American Report. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Front Lines of Freedom. Don't go anywhere. Stay in the area. Take a break. The Colonel is gone for this segment, so don't do any exercises at all. In fact, I want you to crack open a nice ice-cold can of Mountain Dew. Guzzle it down before the Colonel comes back into the room. We will be right back.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There has been no comment from the Trump administration about a newspaper report that claims President Trump dictated his son Donald Trump Jr.'s statement about meeting with a Russian lawyer. But a Senate Republican is talking about it, as we hear from correspondent Joe Gomez.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Today Show that if the report is true, President Trump told Donald Trump Jr. what to write about a meeting with a Russian attorney, it puts his son in jeopardy.
Now we have to wonder about what Don Jr.'s team will tell you about what he actually did.
The Washington Post reported that Trump dictated this statement to Trump Jr. while flying back to the U.S. from the G20 summit in Germany.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is going to sign a new Russia sanctions measure. Pence comments as he's traveling in the Republic of Georgia, saying Russia's got to change course. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A right-leaning watchdog group is pushing for an ethics investigation of Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The Conservative Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, saying the Florida Democrat has continued paying an IT aide after he was cut off from the U.S. House computer system, finally firing him just a few days ago. Imran Awan's been the focus of a criminal investigation for bank fraud. Wasserman Schultz, of course, is the former chair of the Democratic National Committee as well. A Texas gun law expands today, as reporter Matt Cook explains.
The Texas campus carry law that allows licensed gun owners to carry concealed handguns on college campuses took effect at four-year schools last August. Today, the law extends to community colleges. Private colleges and universities can ban guns on campus.
Now, Tropical Depression Emily moving away from the coast of Florida, but they're cleaning up in central Florida, where there are still plenty of power outages from that storm. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Two Venezuelan opposition leaders in government custody after being arrested in the middle of the night, just days after a controversial election. Leopold.